Well, I'm delighted that all the councillors backed my motion at the meeting, and within 24 hours now they will write to the Minister, Dara O'Brien, in relation to the issue at Donegal Airport and the midday flight. As you are aware, that yesterday there was no midday flight, and this has been a huge setback to passengers that are using the flight from Donegal Airport, especially when they're attending medical services regarding cancer flights in the morning. And this flight was very vital for them. And also passengers that are connecting flights to Europe and America and other parts of the world. And also the tourism industry, which we get a huge influx of tourists into the county as well through the airport. Like, we had 46,000 last year using the airport, and 1,000 of them were cancer patients. So the service was working for the people of Donegal, but with this new contract, the midday flight ceased, and we're getting vibes from the government at the moment that it will be signed this week or whenever, but they're sending out, you know, different messages from the minister that it should be signed this week, and we want confirmation this week, not next week or a month's time, that the service will be reinstated. Again, it's a vital service for the people of Donegal, and I must commend the amount of people that have signed the petition, over 20,000 signatories, and the Cancer Flight Committee themselves, Mary Coyle and her staff there, doing tremendous work, and along with other, you know, it was a cross-party, probably they all had their voice that this would be retained. So hopefully now that the minister will sign it this week, and if not, and I've seen correspondence and media reports today that they intend to go back to the streets in Dublin if it's not signed this week, and I'd be probably one of the first ones on the bus to get to Dublin and vent our frustration that this is not going ahead.
And you're sort of saying there that the vibes from the government aren't seeming quite right. Do you have faith that by Friday there will be an announcement from the minister?
Well, we'd be hoping that there would be an announcement by Friday, but if there isn't, we'll have to take drastic action and go to Dublin and protest in relation to retaining the flight, and for the people of Donegal to retain this flight immediately.
And it's seemingly always a battle for the people at Donegal, especially around healthcare services. And what would you hope that an impact of a protest would have sort of in the future, allowing them to do this?
Yeah, that it would force the government, and, you know, it's a four-year contract, so we want to get this right. I mean, why reinvent the wheel? When the old service was there, people were using it, and, you know, it fitted all the points that the people wanted, a midday flight, but with this new contract, they're totally against it, and it doesn't serve the people of Donegal. And again, like you mentioned, that we have to fight for everything that we get here in Donegal, whether we go to the streets or Dublin streets or Letterkenny streets or where, but we seem to be always out demanding what we're entitled to, and I must commend the people of Donegal for standing behind, you know, the fight to retain this flight.